The Sunday Times Gen Next Awards are just around the corner, so we thought, hey, let's have a conversation with the people that are responsible for these awards and also find out why they're so important for both brands and for the youth of South Africa. So obviously, as you know, the reason why you are here is for us to chat all about the Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards, which are happening on the 9th of September. And they're happening online, obviously, because of COVID and lockdown. And you were saying that you miss the in-person ones.
Yeah.
I'm in studio with Usiyabonga Zungu, the brand manager of Proudly SA. He's here. He's acting all shy. But can I tell you, I've known this guy for over 10 years and never... ever did I think shyness is a word that would come out of his mouth. I think you're putting on an act just for the people, but we know.
Yeah.
We know. You're not a shy guy. The furthest from, anyway.
I try.
You try.
Depends on my moment. Nah? Yeah, this is my moment to be shy.
What did you have for breakfast?
Oh, sherbet. Wow, Weet-Bix.
Oh, okay. I thought you had sherbet. Did you have sherbet and Weet-Bix?
I actually have those sherbets for a long time, but yeah. Had Weet-Bix. I'm a bachelor, so I have a bachelor's breakfast. So
yes.
No fancy eggs and bacon and whatnot. So
yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. Because it doesn't sound like it's in my life. So the reason why you're here, obviously, we just want to know more about your input in the awards and just to find out more about how local brands should try to appeal to the youth. We've been having conversations the entire morning about how there's just such a major disconnect between brands and the youth. And because the youth have a bigger voice now, I mean, brands should be catching up, right? Mm. It should be easier for them to connect to the youth. But for whatever reason, we're still kind of seeing a bit of a struggle. So in the context of South Africa's local brands, how do you believe that they have positioned themselves in the minds of the youth?
I think there's a greater push these recent years for better positioning for these brands in terms of the youth. They're more aware of what's going on. I think social media has fast-tracked that process. I think there was a bigger disconnect before your Twitters and your Facebooks. The alignment wasn't there. So I think the more these brands are getting to engage, I think what social media has done is given them insight into how, you, as the youth, we communicate, we engage. So you can start seeing like words that were picked up off social media that are used on campaigns and adverts and discussion points and so forth. So I think they've done a better job in doing so, but it's obviously the long-term growing process where we need to figure out what are South African problems and how can we deal with those South African problems, especially with whether it's a global brand that's functioning in South Africa or a South African startup brand and how they can resonate with the youth.
Sure.
So it's a gradual process, but obviously it's got its ups and downs, but it's getting there and it's very done. It's being decently done at the current moment.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten a lot better, as you're saying. I mean, back then it was just like touch and go. It's almost like just throwing into an empty, you know, you just hope somebody catches.
But exactly.
Now you can see that, you know, some brands are actually trying better and trying to understand. I mean, they may flop, but they're trying, and that's what counts. Where do you believe that the opportunities lie for these brands in connecting with the youth?
I think more engagement with the youth, more involvement also. I think a couple of, like, we've had this discussion at the office as well, because I've had this discussion as well with my friends and stuff, and that's just, how do we get more youth involved in the business and in the economy? How do you get more youth involvement in decision making? When do we see youthful faces, whether from government, from business, from boards and so forth? And I think that kind of gives an insight into how the youth think and will give a voice to the youth within those places. So where the opportunity lies is in utilizing the youth, utilizing the new knowledge, because you must remember, someone who studied a marketing degree in 96 and someone who studied in 2016 is two different kind
Absolutely.
Of courses.
Yeah.
So you might you need more involvement in people who are currently the ones who are pioneering the social medias and so forth. And if you look at the global standard, you'll see that most big corporations or big brands have youthful CEOs, or like your Facebooks is a young guy, the Ubers and so forth. So the youth are innovating, but we need to start putting more opportunities and giving more opportunities to the youth to give them that opportunity to kind of change the economy, to grow the economy and be involved in the economy, not be outside looking in.
Absolutely. I find it so important for the youth to even envision themselves as people that can be a part of the economy actively. I mean, we're seeing a lot more locally produced products and brands, Drip. I mean, there's so many that are now really kind of making an impact in the market and in the economy. How can we change people's perception of locally produced products? Because there's a lot, but there's still that thing, you know, where people are like, you don't know if you can trust it. And there's things that are being said. How can we encourage people to support locally produced brands?
I think it's for me, this is a psychological issue. You're coming from a dark time in our history when we had apartheid and so forth. So for the longest of times, we've been subjugated to the idea that South African or African is not good enough.
Yes.
And then we got to a period of globalization where we just got a foreign content. So you got American and European shows, and you watching sitcoms from America. So their culture starts becoming our culture, because you're raised in a time when their culture is the apex of of stuff in the world globally.
Yes.
So so now you're getting to a point where we have to try figure out how to start finding our own identity. So then our own story to tell to the world, our own global narrative, and that's found even if you see how Trevor Noah is succeeding overseas. He's still a South African in his nature, but he's telling a South African story in America, and it can happen with many other celebrities and artists and products and brands that the world is desiring a South African story. So I think we need to stop waiting for the accreditation of the world, but now start figuring out how as South Africans we can appreciate our story. So we start telling our story, and whether it's advertising, in the products that we create, in the patterns that we have, and just celebrate ourselves and change our psyche to stop questioning and complaining about South Africa in light of what we sit on in the world. So now we need to start figuring out, okay, how do we put South Africa as one of our apex kind of products and services, and say, when we look at our Cliff Centrals, when we look at our Macossas and our Drips and our Batus, and we're proud of what they are to us before we wait for the world to say, these are awesome. Now you can now celebrate what you what's awesome to you. So changing our psychology in how we see things and how we believe in things and how we love ourselves. I think if you can't love yourself, you're not going to love what comes from you.
Sure.
So if we get to the point where we start loving our brands and our products and our culture and our story, then the world will be forced to accept us. You know, you only get loved when you love yourself. It's hard to love something that doesn't love themselves in its own right.
Sure. You sure you're not like a motivational speaker part time? Like, what do you do for fun? Because this is some powerful stuff. It absolutely is so powerful, because a lot of these solutions ultimately start within us. It's here. It's not something outside that we need to go far to get. If you just search inwardly and really appreciate the fact that you are here and you are South African proudly, and you can live and embrace that, we'll see great things happening.
I think so. And just to add, like, something like, it goes to something as simple. What people need to understand, if you can deconstruct what brands are, brands usually, and especially in a South African context, brands are an extension of oneself.
Yes.
So the car someone drives, the clothes that they wear, it's and you'll see it in our cultural norms, that it's a representation of who we are. And if then the question lies that we don't represent South African brands, then we are not kind of in line or valuing the perception that the South African brand puts upon ourselves as a brand extension of our own personal brand.
Yes.
So I think that's where the change in narratives must happen, where we could celebrate our localness, our South Africanness. We don't have to wait. I think there's always a funny thing that we always speak about. People are very patriotic when they leave the country. So if they go overseas for holiday, they're so South African. They will be the most, I love Bafana Bafana, I love Springboks, I am an Afrikaner, I'm a Zulu. And it's very patriotic outside, because it's your identity. Now you're realizing the importance of your identity in amongst a different cultural set. But when they're in South Africa, that kind of, we lose a bit of that. Maybe because there's abundance of other South Africans, so it's not as unique as it needs to be. But we need to change that narrative, where we celebrate ourselves as much at home as we are proud to be South African when you're outside of the shores.
Love that so much. I love that. Do you think that local brands are doing enough on well-known platforms in order to appeal to the youth? I mean, as we said, there's a lot of local brands that are now coming out of the woodworks. And I mean, naturally, they can't compete with, you know, brands that have had years and years and years, I guess, you know, ahead of these local brands. But do you think that they're doing enough, especially on these well-known platforms, to really connect with the youth?
Well, I think the question then should lie is, are we more worried about the well-knownness of the product, if that's a word, of the platform or the impact of the platform. Mm. So I think unlike things like social media and so forth, they are doing well.
Yeah.
They're getting a good catchment base of numbers of people that follow them and they can engage with, and they get a more identifiable following and so forth. So in that space, I think it's they've done well to encapsulate that audience with a lower budget. So it's hard to compete with a multinational that has a big extreme budget. So if you look at our traditional media compared to our current like your social media setup, in our traditional media, which is your face, which is your TV, radio, it was quite costly to put up a TV ad for 30 seconds. You're not going to compete with
that. And can we please not discuss how much it is, because it'll scare you how expensive it actually is. Just that 30 seconds.
For a 30 second timer, it's crazy money.
Yeah, it's wild.
So if you're a startup brand, it would be difficult to compete in that space. And I think that's what also prevented a lot of local brands becoming big in the onset of this whole revolution. But I think now, because you've got access to social media platforms and it's free, you can open an account tomorrow and you can start posting your pictures and so forth. But now it's about how to creatively link up with the youth and the audience that you're trying to capture. How to cut off the fat? How do you figure out I'm unique within a space of a lot? There's a lot happening. We know this when you're scrolling down your timeline, there's sponsors at every now and then. So how do you create content that is relevant to the audience, but that also speaks to them in a memorable sense? You know, you don't want to be one of many, but you want to be unique in that space. So I think local brands focusing on what makes them unique, what they have a head start. Like I always say this, like local brands have a head start to global brands in a sense that as a local brand, you know your audience. You're part of your audience.
You are your audience. Yeah,
you're selling to yourself. It's really hard to not sell that selling point. You know what Lebang wants and what Sia wants and what they speak about, you know. So it's easier for you to create that conversation, add that engagement, and be relevant and be able to touch the audience that you're trying to speak to. So I think that is a very important element to it.
Off the top of your head, which brands do you think are pushing the local is lekker, you know, vibe the best? As you're saying, now we live in a time where there's social media. There's guys out there who can just, you know, today I've got my own brand of paper and boom, you know. Which brands are just outstanding at the moment, in your opinion?
Like different, like, and the thing is, and just to put a disclaimer, like some people think that local, and this is what the narrative I thought about the whole psychology of being local means, is that people must not only think that local is Siyabonga's coffee or Siyabonga's beadwork and traditional attire. It gets bigger than that. There's multinational brands that have local brands that are local. Like your Nestle's have a lot of local products that are manufactured in South Africa. They have the Proudly SA logo as well on it. So if you go look at a Kit Kat or a Bawa, and you'll see a Proudly SA logo or Cheerios and so forth. So you'll see the Proudly SA, the Milo's have the Proudly SA logo on them.
And there's
different brands that do different things. I think the chicken brands are quite good at it, like your Chicken Licken and your Nando's. They're very good at social media engagement, engaging with the audiences and just being unique in their nature. And I think that's what's grown like a company like Nando's, because they were able to be relevant in the space that they thrive in, which is South African politics and comedy around that. And it's kind of let it sit very well with the consumers in the country, and they've become very relatable, and they're consistent throughout. So they advertising is the same way they PR and their social media sounds like, you know. It's very consistent and it's very South African. You can't take it away from it being South African. And there's Castle Lager does it very well. They're very patriotic, especially the Castle Lager. SAB as a company, yes, but Castle Lager for me does it very well with the sponsoring of the sports team, the three biggest, it's cricket, rugby, and soccer, and they like, I think they did a campaign about it's in our blood, and they partnered with SABS about donating blood, and also the whole link between our blood is in patriotic, but we also donate. We need to donate
actual blood. Yeah, that's dope.
So creative ideas. Yeah. And you also, once again, if you go, if you turn the Castle Lager bottle at the back, it's got a Proudly SA logo. And they're just patriotic about being South African. I think you'd have, even with your Nestle, they celebrated 100 years of being proudly South Africans because they've been in the country for 100 years. So that's how many jobs created and so forth. So it's very good to tell that story from big, from the large multinational companies who are proudly South African all the way to the small SMMU starting. Because what it does is that it tells me that I can be a large multi, I can be a Bajaj, I can be a Makosa one day, I can be a Nestle in South Africa, because there's a hope for small SMMEs to match up to these big corporations. And we can also tell that story of quality, that when something is made in South Africa, it is good quality. Stop having this negative attitude towards
it. It irks me all the time to see how many South Africans bash their fellow South Africans in trying something. It's like, oh, that shoe is actually bad quality. It's made in China and just transported here. Just try it out. Just try it. If it doesn't work for you, fine. But I think let's at least, you know, give each other a chance. How are we going to grow if we're not supporting each other?
Exactly.
Because half of the shoes that you're buying, you'll be surprised how many of them also come from the same places. Exactly. You know what I mean?
It is a good, it's a quite, look, it's like funny. If people knew how many things that are made in South Africa, like your Mercedes-Benz C-Class is made in PE, then the BMW X3 is made in Roslyn. So the products, just because the badge is German, the assumption is that South Africa doesn't make top quality stuff, but the same quality stuff that you see globally, we export stuff around the world. Our wines are very good. You know, rooibos, there's so many, like MultiChoice. If you see MultiChoice as an organization, the kind of content they create, the movies, the documentaries, the series, there's quite a lot of great, like, content that you could, like, you can be very proud to be made in South Africa. And then there's also the job creation element. You know, we did a event, not event, an activation once with MultiChoice, and you just find out about the number of like careers that are in just one episode. You know, the from the makeup artist, the grader, the editor, the producer. There's just the lighting technician, the roadie. There's just so
the
many
sound
jobs.
Guy, sound guy, the producer.
There's just a lot of things.
The person
happening.
Sweeping when the set is done. The person bringing the furniture onto
the
set.
Food,
the catering.
You
how
know,
can we forget
there's
about
exactly.
The catering? There's so much.
There's so much into job creation into in just to one episode that people need to start realizing then the impact of that, and then and then you'll understand then the certain costs of things and why things are the way they are, because what you're trying to say is that you're building an economy and a spin-off economy from supporting local, and that's the big idea.
Definitely. I love that. In closing, I mean, obviously you're here so that we can chat more about the Sunday Times Gen Next campaign and why it's so important in helping South African brands, and I want to know from you personally, you know, what kind of impact do you think that this campaign will have on brands, and why should brands participate?
I think the biggest one is an inspirational one. I think we need to start resonating with our brands, number one. We know what they do, and also just be inspired. You know, the biggest short... Or maybe I think in my personal life is that I've always wanted to be inspired. I've always wanted to see someone with a similar story in the headlights, and someone that can tell that narrative that I started here and I'm here now. Someone that can say I work for this big multinational in South Africa and we've collected the best award for the best sneaker brand. And I think the Gen Next Awards does that. It highlights and emphasizes the importance of this certain of these brands in a bigger scope of things. It shows that we can put spotlights on South African brands, multinational brands functioning in South Africa, and what do we love? And it also puts the marker on the youth. So we have a voice, like we said in the beginning, we want a voice, and it gives the voice to the youth and say, look, this is our favorite cereal, this is our favorite bank. These are, and also highlights then those brand managers and the marketing managers and the people in that marketing department of those companies need to work harder to grab our attention. If you came second this year, you work harder for next year.
You want
that first place. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it puts a highlight on South African brands and businesses and businesses functioning in South Africa, and makes them have something to achieve and something to also look back on and say, we did well this year. Yeah. You know, we came third 2 years ago, we first this year. There's something that is working. We're resonating with the youth. But the biggest thing for me is that it makes the youth be seen, and it's important. Yes. I think once the biggest thing is you want to be seen. You want to know that your brands care, that you like them or don't like them, and what you can do to improve. And I think this kind of award ceremony does that. It puts a spotlight on such activities and all the hard work for all the brand managers and marketing managers in the country, so that they can see where their work is going towards.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards, 9th of September at 11 a.m. Please, brands, don't forget to register at www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za. That was Usiyabonga Zungu, brand manager for Proudly SA. I'm very excited, dude. I think the work that you're doing is great. I love how you look at it. You know, you don't look at it like black and white, like, okay, if y'all do that, there's so much more that goes into, you know, making sure that the brands connect with the youth. I'm very, very excited for the awards. I'm excited to see how Proudly SA can truly be Proudly SA and take all the South African brands with them on this great journey. So
100%.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
me. And let's meet again on the 9th of September at the awards.
We'll do a celebration.
Woo, please wear your best. I want to see you in your best.
Yeah, let's wear our best South African outfits and see what's up.
I mean,
up.
It's online, but you still got to look good for the camera.
You only have to do top.
And then whatever happens under there,
hey, of my business.
It's between you and God. All right, cool. So don't forget, 9th of September at 11 a.m. All brands register www.sundaytimesgennext.co.za.